This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been a day of intense fighting in the largely Shiite cities of central Iraq. Iraqis there say the worst damage was done in Karbala, not far from two of the country's holiest Shiite shrines. The battles between U.S.-led forces and fighters loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr raged for hours, despite an announcement from Shiite leaders for a plan to halt the conflict. U.S. officials have not agreed to the proposal. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad on the day's events.
The satellite phone connection to Karbala was scratchy, but the emotion in Sir Madias's voice came through as he described the bodies collected in his neighborhood's otherwise deserted streets, the decimated shops, and the massive explosion he'd heard early this morning from the direction of the Mukhayim Mosque.
Nobody knows which side is shooting. The Sadr people shoot the Americans, and the Americans shoot the Sadr people. Did you hear that? Did you hear that sound? It's the sound of an explosion. Are you hearing this?
Half the Mukhayim Mosque was said to be destroyed after a battle that included the detonation of what appeared to be one of a number of weapons caches stored in a mosque compound by Sadr's Mahdi army. The mosque is surrounded by homes, shops, and hotels frequented by Shiite pilgrims visiting the nearby Hussein and Abbas shrines. In Baghdad, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the Mukhayim Mosque had been used by Sadr's men as a base of operations in Karbala, and during the overnight clashes, U.S. aircraft bombed the area.
Early in the operation, coalition forces were attacked by two rocket-propelled grenades striking a Bradley and wounding one coalition soldier. Coalition forces requested close air support, resulting in five enemy killed. Coalition forces also rescued five Iraqi police officers who were discovered bound and gagged inside one of the Mukhayim complex buildings. In the mosque itself, coalition forces found extensive weapons caches, and three other weapons caches were discovered in the nearby area.
The U.S. estimates 22 of Sadr's men were killed and six U.S. soldiers wounded in the fighting. Karbala residents said several hotels were on fire after the battle, and many shops in the local market were destroyed. Amid widespread Shiite fears that damage could come to the Hussein and Abbas shrines themselves, which remain under the control of the Mahdi army, Sir Madias said people in Karbala just want Muqtada al-Sadr and his men out of the city.
No, they prefer the Sadr people to leave. The best thing is to leave.
Shiite clerics were pleased with what they called an agreement to remove Sadr from the holy cities, on condition that his prosecution in the case of the killing of another cleric last year not move ahead until an Iraqi government is in place. Spokesman Dan Senor said the Americans encourage efforts by Iraqis to minimize the bloodshed, but he was quite clear that the new Najaf governor and moderate Shiite clerics are not free to make concessions on behalf of the authority.
We are demanding that Mr. al-Sadr face justice. We are demanding that his militia be disbanded. We're demanding that he withdraw from government buildings. We're demanding that he turn over government assets. So clearly, if there's an effort to minimize bloodshed and reach peaceful resolution, we would have to be the ones who make the final determination as to whether or not those conditions are met.
Sadr was defiant today, calling from Najaf for his men in Karbala to keep fighting the American-led forces. He said only Shiite leaders have the authority to order him to disband the Mahdi army. Najaf's governor Adnan Zerfi said if things keep on the current track, the chances of a negotiated agreement would diminish rapidly. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.